So we continue a little bit tonight in the halachos concerning Psukei de Zimra. So the Kitzur writes, it says we're still in Sif Beis. He says, we're speaking of last night the obligation to say Psukei de Zimra with Kavana, the words with Kavana, the words slowly, to be able to articulate them. And all the more so the Pasuk in Ashrei, of Poseach es yadecha umaspia l'chol chai ratzon, that Hashem literally opens his hands, umaspia, and sustains all living things. So the Kitzur writes, one must make sure, shetzarech la'omro bekavana gidola. This is interesting. One must go ahead and recite this pasuk with great kavana. What does it mean? What's the kavana? Sheichaving perush hamilos, that a person should first of all just understand the words. V'yispalo b'machshavto al mizonosav va'al mizonos l'chol yisrael. A person when reciting that pasuk should have in mind that he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his own parnasa, his own sustenance, his own earnings, but he's also davening at the same time for the benefit of all of Klal Yisrael. He's saying, Ribono Shel Olam, you are the giver and sustainer of everything. You provide everything with what it needs. Please do that for me. Please do that for all of Klal Yisrael. So important is this pasuk that the Imlo Kiven Klal, let's say a person said, Poseach Es Yadecha Maspi El Chol Chai Ratzon. They didn't have Kavana. They didn't concentrate on the meaning of the words, nor did they concentrate on the not just the translation, but the meaning, the true meaning of the words. The halacha is, afilu b'di'eved tzarech lachzor ul'omra b'kavana. You have to go back and repeat Poseach Es Yadecha Umaspia L'chol Chai Ratzon again. Now, how to go back and recite it is an interesting machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah says that ideally, one should go back to Poseach Es Yadecha and say from Poseach Es Yadecha all the way till the end of Ashrei again. See, the interesting question comes up is, that's fine if, let's say, you're in the middle of Ashrei and you realize you didn't say that phrase with Kavanah. You go back, you say it again, continue on. Let's say again, I realized I'm in Vayivarech David, and I realized, oh my gosh, I didn't say Poseach Es Yadecha Maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon with Kavanah. So the Mishnah Berurah literally says, if there's enough time for me to go back from Poseach Es Yadecha and go all the way through the rest of Psukei de Zimra again, then ideally, that's in fact what I should do. Go back and recite it again and go through the rest of Psukei de Zimra. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are many other opinions who say that one doesn't have to repeat the whole Psukei de Zimra. Rather, one goes ahead and simply says, Poseach Es Yadecha Umaspia L'chol Chai Ratzon, again with Kavanah. One just recites that phrase. There is no need to repeat the rest of Ashrei or the rest of Psukei de Zimra, and one satisfies their obligation. What Chazal were trying to impress upon us is that the way to start one's day, and in fact, again, the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down that the custom is that when we say Poseach Es Yadecha Maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon, is to open our hands. To literally say, Ribono Shel Olam, everything that you open your hands to everything, and everything that will come into my hands over the course of the day is only and solely from you. Such an important yisod, such an important foundation, son of Kavana. This one phrase represents that Chazal said, even if you didn't say with Kavana the first time, you have to go back and repeat it a second time with Kavana.